Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. There's an interesting topic you and I have been discussing. Benjamin Tall, our guest, we'll get to in just a minute, has been putting forward. And I'm not sure it's a topic that's getting well covered yet.
Not at all.
So the trade war has been well covered.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
So, but the question is, Faisal, are we in a trade war or are we at the beginning of something bigger, something like an economic Cold War?
Yeah.
And that's, what does that mean as well as it look?
And I don't think people understand it. I don't think the media has put too much attention on that. It will happen when we're there.
Right.
But if we go back in history, when we had that Cold War between the U.S. and Russia, there was really no mention of a Cold War until we were in the Cold War.
Yeah.
And so that's some of the things that, you know, has been going around. Benny Tall has been one who's been sharing his insights on those issues. So we want to bring it to your attention. We think it's very important to understand where this may be heading. We have Benjamin Tall, Deputy Chief Economist from CIBC with us. Benny, welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, Benny, maybe let's start with this notion of a trade war versus this idea of an economic Cold War that that you're doing a lot of thinking about. Explain to us maybe what the difference is. What if somebody, a layman, was listening to this, well, what's the difference between a trade war and an economic Cold War?
Yes, I think that's what people are talking about. They call it a trade war between China and the U.S., but I think it's beyond trade. It's much bigger than that. You know, in a recent commentary, the president of China said something very interesting. He said, jade can be polished by stones from other hills. In the beginning, I had no clue what he was talking about. It's very... no, but I didn't know what
something
he was
in a fortune
about.
Cookie. Yeah, that's what it sounds
yes,
like.
Very poetic. But if you think about it for a second, to me, this is the beginning of deglobalization. This is basically China is telling you we want more independent. We want to create our own space outside the U.S., free from the U.S. Jade can be polished by stones from other hills. I think that's really very telling. China has something called Made in China 2025.
Yep.
It's a plan. They give you a date, 2025, and they give you a list of high-tech sectors, robotics, artificial intelligence, machine learning, and they tell you, they're not shy about it. They tell you, we want to control by 2025, dominate globally those fields. And over the past 10 years, that's exactly what they were trying to do, buying technology from the West to get there. What Trump is doing is basically slowing them down. This is not about soybeans. This is not about T-shirts. This is about the need to slow China down when it comes to its desire to dominate when it comes to technology globally. That's what we're talking about. So in many ways, this is not a trade war. Mm-hmm. This is a technology cold war.
Why should people worry about China being the technological dominance or superpower in this world?
Well, that's a very good question, and the answer is that if you are not really believing that China is a free economy and a free country, and if you believe that China does not play fair when it comes to trade, then this kind of ability to dominate technology globally can have a significant impact on trade and economic domination down the road. And I think that Trump would like to slow it down. And so if you, for example, 80% of the tariff that that was imposed on China went not to T-shirts or soybeans, it went to technology.
Yeah.
If you think about it for a second, this is a brilliant, brilliant trade policy because it's attacking China where China is vulnerable, its future. That's a brilliant trade policy. Of course, he has no clue about it. It's all his advisors, but that's a different story. And the point that I'm making here is that if you are Canada and there is a technology trade war, every third party will have to choose a side.
Right.
The way you chose a side during the trade war, the Cold War with the Soviet Union. And by the way, just as a footnote, I will say, if there is a Cold War or a version of a Cold War with China, it would be worse than the Cold War with the Soviet Union because the Soviet Union was an economy in demise. Their model was bankrupt and they were not trading with us. Here we're talking about the second largest economy globally and they are trading with us. So it's a totally different story. And that's why it's very important to make sure that we know what we're doing here when it comes to trade and this trade war. Now, if you are a third party, you have to choose a side. Now, Canada, we know where we are. If you're Germany that is doing more business with China than the U.S., do you know where you are? If you're India, do you know where you are?
So this is a struggle between economic viability and maintaining your political or ideological views of politics.
And there is no question that they are connected, yeah? Down the road, the winner will be the one that controls the global economy. And I think that the fight over technology is the frontier.
So you said something interesting. This isn't necessarily a Donald Trump issue. This is a conservative agenda. If at the end of this year a Democrat gets elected, does this change? Is this now a U.S. position that's in place regardless of administration, maybe handled differently, but directionally?
Absolutely. I don't think that it's a question of Democrats versus Republicans, because if there is a consensus between the Democrats and the Republicans on anything, it is about China. They all believe that China was a currency manipulator. They all know that China did not play fair. And, you know, let's face it, the fact that Trump is Trump does not mean that he's wrong on everything.
Right.
He's not wrong on China. China did not play fair. The question is whether or not Trump will have the ability to actually deal with the real situation. So the trade deal that they signed recently, just this week, is really what I call a Trump-type trade deal. Right. Because the trend is very clear. He creates a crisis, he runs with it, he solves the crisis, quotation marks, declares victory, and the new deal is exactly the same as the old one. That's exactly what we have seen with NAFTA and NAFTA 2. And the deal with China now is really not dealing with the real issue. It is about soybeans. It is about all kinds of other things, but not technology, not what China cares about.
Benny, you said one thing that caught my attention earlier. You're saying that Vision 2025 for China, what the Trump administration is trying to do is slow it down. You didn't say the word stop them. So this is going to happen.
I don't think they can stop that. I think eventually they will get there. And as you know, the Chinese think in long terms. They think in terms of generations. They're simply buying time. And they know 25, well, let's call it 35, yeah? Eventually they will get there. It will be more slowly, but they will be there. And you will see, and that's why I'm talking about the beginning of deglobalization. If you look at what China has been doing over the past 10 years, they have been building the structure and the foundation to remove themselves or reduce their dependency on the U.S. While we were busy with the subprime crisis during the mother of all recessions, they were buying half of Africa. We all know that.
Yeah.
And over the past 10 years, they have been buying a lot of American, European, Canadian knowledge. They are moving this direction. If you look at their trade policy outside North America, it's designed to remove themselves from the dominance of the U.S. Economy. So it's just a question of how quickly they can do it.
Benny,
and
we
therefore, we are talking about really deglobalization.
We have 1 minute left before we have to go for commercial break. What does this mean or impact the average Canadian? How does this impact us here at home?
Well, it's a very good question, very difficult to say. In the short term, this trade deal will actually be a positive. That's why the stock market is behaving in a nice way. From a long-term perspective, if this continues, it means that the global economy will slow down, business investment will not there, and potentially even inflation can come back because the tariff that will be imposed during the trade war and the Cold War will be inflationary. So a bit of a different situation if this continues now. Just to make one point, this is not tomorrow. This is not next year or the year after. This is a very long, slow process, especially if we have a Democratic White House. But the direction, I think, is very clear.
Benny, I think we'll leave it at that. Thank you. That was two very good segments of insightful information. We appreciate when you join us, and we look forward to speaking again in the not-too-distant future.
A pleasure. Thank you. Good luck.
We've been joined by Benjamin Tall, Deputy Chief Economist at CIBC. Wow, that's a lot to take in, and we're going to try to make some sense of it. So not only do we have some short-term things to think about, we've got a longer-term trend in place, and I think we need to start thinking about that and where does it take us and put it in context, because retirement isn't about a year.
Correct.
Retirement's about 35 years.
And that's where a proper structure in your retirement will help you weather these types of storms that are coming down the line.
Yep.
Remember, he said it's not if, it's a matter of when. So when that happens, how are you going to be structured in your retirement? Let's talk and educate people about that. We have our session on Tuesday, January 21st, 7 p.m. at the Hamptons Golf Club. You need to reserve your seats. We're almost full. So give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400, or register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
And speaking of education, as a consumer of financial services, what questions are you responsible to ask? And what is our industry and our industry participants, what are we responsible to ask? Stick around for that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.